again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and you're listening to your Huntley Community Radio Station, 101.5 FM. Our guests today are Matt Zeitz, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Huntley Park District, and Joe Patterson, the Director of Recreation. Gentlemen, welcome to Around Town.
Hey, Ron, thanks for having us.
Yep, so what's going on here, guys? This summer, you got summer recaps here. What's taking place here?
Yeah, we sure do. We had a real busy summer this year out at Stingray Bay, doing public swim for the open swim, as well as we had swim team, which had a great, great turnout, along with swim lessons, which got probably over 750 kids to go through our program all throughout the summer.
Joe, did the local people today, how do they sign up for that? They come just sign up or enter their kids? Yeah. How's that work?
Sure. They can register in person at the rec center. We have it fully capable to do everything online now. So they can visit our website and just register right there.
Why don't we give the folks your website just so they know?
Sure. It's huntleyparks.org.
Real simple.
Super simple.
Okay. And how about summer camp?
Summer camp, if you can imagine housing a elementary school every single week for the last 10 weeks, that's what we've done. So we had roughly just over 300 kids every single week, from kindergarten all the way up through teen, with different camps and doing field trips all summer, things like that. So it was a lot of fun.
And they register the same way, go to the website?
Correct.
Okay. The summer events that you got going there, I know there's a lot of things going on through the summer, so why don't we tell the folks about all the wonderful things you guys are doing?
Yeah, no, during the summer we did a fishing derby in late April, early May, where we really get other community members involved. So we had the Bass Fishing Club come around. They helped to measure the fish and things like that. But we had well over 20 kids enjoy that event over here at Dyke Pond.
So do you stock that pond? Is that how that works?
We sure do. Yep.
You stock the pond?
We stock it about 2 weeks before the fishing derby.
Okay, so if it's really a nice-looking fish, do you keep one and kind of take it home and put it
on the grill? They're all catch and release.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you got the fishing derby. How about, what's this picnic in the park thing?
Picnic in park is just an opportunity for families to come and enjoy Dyke Park. It's such a beautiful setting out there. So we have a bounce house. We do a DJ out there playing music. And just some other fun family activities for them to do and enjoy the park.
So, like, the things that are taking place in the park, is there a time when the park closes?
Usually our park is open sunrise to sunset.
Okay. And you had some other events that take place in the park too, correct?
Yeah. We had some things throughout the summer. We did movie in the park. And then we also did a concert recently for Enjoy Huntley Week, so we were part of that program, so we did an event. And then we also did our Go Huntley Kickoff, which is our walking club that we got started here.
So tell us about the Huntley Go Kickoff.
I'll jump into that one. So Go Huntley is a new initiative that we've started up here in July. We had our kickoff event for it. And what it is basically is it's leaning into a little bit more of a health initiative for the community. It surrounds the emphasis of walking 30 minutes a day and what that does for your health. And we've partnered up with Northwestern Hospital, and our premium sponsor, and so they're backing this entirely. And at our kickoff event, where we had about 150 people attend here in Dyke Park.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was a great event, great turnout. We had speakers on stage, including our executive director, Scott Crow, Keith Wold, our board president. We had state representative Joe Sosnowski, Mayor Heft. We had a lot of people there that were present, and basically it kicked off with our first 30-minute walk. So we did a 30-minute walk around Dyke Park, Warrington Park, and it was a great way to get people excited about what we're going to be doing moving forward. And you know, the kickoff event was just that. It was to get us started. But this is something that's going to go on for a long time. And being that this is the first program of its kind in both McHenry and Kane County, completely free to the community, we're going to be setting up some monthly walks, some pop-up walks. We're going to be working with other businesses in town to get partnered up and have some locations to do walks there. We do have our first monthly walk coming up actually on August 24th, Thursday, August 24th, out at Tommaso Sports Park, and that'll be at 5:30 in the evening. And basically, all you have to do is show up. You show up to that location. We have champions, and these champions are basically ambassadors for the program, and they're completely volunteer, but they're people that want to take it a little step further, and they want to go ahead and lead the program. They'll be at these walks. They'll be at the front of the pack leading these walks and being a part of the organization efforts along with the park district. So the first one being on August 24th, and people can come out, and they'll receive a free Go Huntley shirt, nice sapphire blue shirt. You can't miss it. You'll get that at your first event, and then hopefully we see people at more and more of these events. We start seeing these
shirts. So how is the walk laid out? Is it a certain path that you have, Joe? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so what we do is we go ahead and kind of design a route that takes 30 minutes on average. Everyone's a little bit different, but we will design that walk right off the bat, and we'll put that out to the public ahead of time. And that's designed to be 30 minutes. Now, you can do a 30-minute walk of any kind, but we're going to go ahead and design that for you right off the bat for these specific walks.
Now, how about if someone's handicapped, let's say in a wheelchair or something like mm-hmm. that, they can also participate?
100%. Everyone is included. This is for adults. It's for children. It's for our four-legged friends. It's for those who are handicapped. Everybody in the community is free, and we encourage to be a part of this program.
And you've got some things taking place in September and October also.
Yeah, so just looking ahead for some of those monthly walks too, Saturday, September 16th, we'll have a walk at 8:30 a.m. At Parasec Park, which is right over by the library and Village Hall. And then in October, we're planning one for Monday, October 16th at 8:30 in the morning, and that will be at Old Timers. And basically what we're trying to do here and what you can kind of see is we're trying to mix up locations, obviously show off our beautiful parks, some beautiful places in town that are great to walk in. We're mixing up days of the week, times of the day. We want it to be available for everybody. So if you're someone who doesn't have Saturday mornings available and you can't make a walk, well, maybe Monday mornings work, or maybe Thursday nights work. So we're going to be revolving those kinds of things.
Joe, you want to give the folks your email address for more information? That's the huntleyparks.org, I believe.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, right. We can get more information there at www.huntleyparks.org/go-huntley. So on this webpage, which is right on our website, easy to find and navigate, that's where people are going to be able to find and learn about information about the walks. They'll find some health information. We have a lot of different resources, like the maps we're talking about here. People can pick them up at any time. And some more information on how you can become a champion if you're someone who has a little bit more interest.
Okay, that sounds great. And you've got a note here about fall registration now open.
Yep. Yeah, we just opened up our fall brochure, which covers programs basically from September to about the end of December. So we have a whole multitude of programs starting up. Our Beyond the Bell program is starting up. That's our before and after care program for kids. Our preschool program, our Seedlings Preschool, which is entering its 40th year. So that's exciting. And then also all of our fall sports, classes, clinics, leagues, which attract, sports itself attracts about 1,000 kids every single season.
Right, right. And putting this all together, how many people does it take to organize all this? So, it's got to take bodies, right, to do this?
Yeah, it sure does. Our rec team is comprised of, I believe we're up to 6 full-timers to kind of help different areas of the district.
So you also have volunteers, too?
Correct, yeah. Our sports program is heavily reliant on volunteers, so usually parents and things like that have kids in the program. That'll help step up and coach. And
so we should remind everybody, if you want to be a volunteer, contact Joe Patterson,
yep,
correct?
Correct.
All right, Joe. And then what about the fall events coming up?
So yeah, we've got a lot of fall events coming up. Our teen dances, we've got one in September, and then we have one in October, and geared towards 5th through 8th grade. And they attract well over 300 kids every time that we do a dance.
So your September one is 5th grade?
Correct.
And then the October one is 6th through 8th grade?
Yep. And the October one, we encourage those 6th through 8th graders to dress up in Halloween and things like that. And the dances we move to outside of the rec center into our south parking lot. So we've used the outside space to help.
So the moms or dads would be chaperones for that?
No, we have staff. It's fully staffed.
Oh, okay.
And we make sure that all the kids are safe and well accounted for.
And how about this sample and stride? You want to tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah, no, this year we were fortunate enough to get a liquor permit from the village, specifically for the park district, to offer some 21 and over events. So back in April, we did an adult prom, which was pretty successful. And then our next one coming up is actually cup in hand kickball. So it's a tournament where you need to have a cup in your hand. And that actually maxed out with 12 teams. So that'll be coming up at the end of August. And then we have our sample and stride would be the next one in October. So it's basically a little bit of a race, but with some alcohol drinking, things like that involved.
So you and Matt are not going to be part of the alcohol drinking thing, correct?
No, we'll be helping run it and coordinate.
Are you sure
it.
Now? Come on, let's tell the people the truth.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Okay. Okay. And how about this annual Haunted Trails? That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, Haunted Trails is right out here at Dyke Park, and we use the wooded area out there. And basically, it's about a 10-12 minute walk through, and we kind of do different stages and areas of the woods and try to spook people out. So again, it's we depend heavily on volunteers to help with that.
I like the best part when you say you're looking for scary actors. You want to tell the folks about that?
We sure are. We're always looking for help. People who like scaring people, jumping out and, okay. and popping out and scaring people. That's what we like.
Yeah, one thing with this event that's kind of happened organically too is it's going to be our third year doing it, and it's certainly not it's not a happy-go-lucky. It's a pretty scary event that we have. We're out there. We've got these call them live actors that are walking around the parking lot right after you get out of your car, trying to scare you.
Oh boy.
As you're walking in, you think you've finished up the trail and you're headed out, and you're like, oh, all right, I did it. Next thing you know, someone's right there and spooking you afterwards. So it's a really good time, and it's great for the kids, but also for the adults. Everyone gets a little spooked.
Do you remember when you were younger, you went to a haunted house, and at the very entrance, you'd have the kids that would stop and say, I'm not going in.
Yep.
And then you get the other little kids that say, I'm going for it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yep, yep. I've had the fortunate chance each year to run the chainsaw. I was a chainsaw guy. So that's an always
oh boy.
It's always fun to watch how people
that's
react
gonna
to that.
That's going
to
be scary. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of screams.
And how about
that one.
This Enchanted Evening Dance? That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, that's going to be our daddy-daughter dance that we offer every single year. Again, those dances are extremely popular, get us well over 200 participants that are involved in that. And it's really just an opportunity for dads and daughters to have a good time dance. We have snacks, we have some crafts, things like that. So there's a lot of activities as well.
Two things, Joe. What's the age group and where is it held?
Usually it'll be right here at the rec center out here. So we use our
at
dance.
At Dyke Park?
Well, yeah, we use the inside the building, we use the theater over at Cosman Theater.
Okay.
And then we use some other pieces of the building to offer pictures and other activities throughout the dance.
Okay, and the ages are?
Typically, we target 2 to 12. That's typically the age range.
Okay. We're going to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking to Matt and Joe from the Park District. And guys, I see here a trivia game night. Come on, what's going on there?
Yep, that's another one that we're doing for 21 and over. So there'll be alcohol available for purchase, but we're also getting teams involved to do a trivia night. So I think it's groups of four, and then we'll have trivia night, and I think we're planning some other games and things like that.
You know, Joe, I notice whenever you say alcohol available, there's a big smile on your face here. What's going on? Come on. Come on, guys. What are you up to?
Yeah, honestly, it's just a new opportunity for the district to offer something to an age group we really haven't really targeted.
So this will be indoors, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Because December 6th, you don't know what the weather could be. So
exactly.
Inside.
And, just to add on to that, the trivia game night and the sample and stride, as well as the cup in hand and the doll prom that we've had this year, we've leaned heavily on some of the breweries we have in town here. We have great involvement with them. And looking ahead to both sample and stride and trivia and game night, we're going to have SoHopped involved, more brewing here in town involved, Crystal Lake Brewing, among other breweries that are going to be involved. So if breweries are your thing, if going out for a good time and just playing some games, socializing, we're going to have some great things there. They're going to have a presence, and they've been great partners with this too.
So there's a lot going on. How are you guys staffing this? Because that takes bodies to be able to do this. I mean, it takes people to make it work and make it come together.
It's a great question. I know on the rec team, we all try to work together, and then Matt's a huge piece of the puzzle, doing marketing and helping getting sponsors and things like that. So it's really a team effort throughout the whole district.
I think the people should know it. When you put on an event, how many people it takes on your side to put that event on?
I mean, it depends on the event and what scale and setup and things like that that are involved. On average, we typically need about 15 at least to successfully do an event.
Yeah, so there's a lot of effort that's put into it. That's just not a simple thing. So there's a lot of work that goes into it, too, and a lot of planning.
Yeah. And you know, Ron, like you said, too, with the importance and emphasis on volunteers, it really spans across so many things, and Joe can attest to it. Whether it's the volunteer coaches that make our sports programs go, or it's the volunteers who show up for the prep of an event or during an event, there are always so many opportunities for volunteers, and really the ones that we get naturally are the ones who have an interest or are involved, or, you know, their child is already involved with any of our programs, but we rely so heavily on them, and we couldn't do a lot of these things without them, but there's always a need. So, you know, another thing, if people are interested, you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'd like to get more involved, you can go to our website, www.huntleyparks.org/volunteer.
Now, Joe, we're going to have you do that again, but we have you slow down and
okay,
do it
sure,
again, all right?
Sure. Yeah. On our website, you can go to www.huntleyparks.org/volunteer, and that's where you can fill out a volunteer application. Very simple, very easy. That gets sent over to our staff, and we can contact you regarding how you want to be involved and where we can place you.
So someone does that, and they come to you, Joe, and they say, I'd like to be involved, but I'm not sure what I can do. How do you kind of coach them to say, well, you know, here's an area you might be interested. How do you present it to them to let them know what area they'd be most useful in?
Well, I think it depends on what's coming up, right? So if we're in the middle of a sports season and we're preparing for fall soccer and fall flag football right now, and that's a need, then that's something that we're kind of pushing out. And that part of that is the marketing too. We're going to push out to the public and say,
sure,
we're looking for volunteers for this. Or as you know, people are going to start to see here with our haunted trails, we're going to start pushing the word out that we need scare actors, like we were talking about. Those are things that we're trying to direct people to, so we're getting that interest right off the bat. And if someone comes in with general interest, then we can kind of say, here's what opportunities we have available.
You know, I'm thinking the more you talk about the scare thing, I'm thinking they're going to start calling Joe, you know, Joe the chainsaw guy, you know, I mean, that's what's going to happen down the road.
They already do.
Yeah. We should tell people about the park updates. What's going on there?
Yeah, so just to give the public a little bit of a heads up, you know, we've been working on some planning here with our parks. And for anyone who's been paying attention over the last year plus, we went through our strategic master plan. We concluded that. And we received some feedback from the public through surveys, through public input, that of what needs they feel are important for our community, for our district and our parks. And specifically after receiving that, we knew, and to go along with the timeline of the needs, and we knew we needed to update, Kylie Park and Weiss Park were right up there. Kylie Park, well overdue with some renovations and some updates. So we will be beginning renovations over on Kylie Park, and that's in the Wing Point neighborhood, sometime between August and September. That's going to begin.
Joe, what kind of work will you be doing at Kylie Park?
So we're going to be updating playground equipment. We're going to be, you know, a lot of that is over 20 years old, and that's past its lifetime. We really are at a point where we need to keep up with the community on that too. So you're going to see some resurfacing over at the basketball courts. You're going to be seeing playground renovation updates. A lot of things that go into it that's going to make it a lot more usable and friendly and with the times for our community.
Okay. I see you got a note here about Pinecrest.
Yeah, so just to know, just because summer's coming to a close, unfortunately, it almost becomes more beautiful to get out at Pinecrest. The changing colors, it's always a great time. Fantastic menu over there for eating and having outings. So we are always encouraging people to book a tee time, bring your groups out there, and enjoy it during the fall. It's really a beautiful course.
And last but not least, the Fall Fest is coming up too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fall Fest is September 29th through October 1st, and the Park District really is the host for that. We don't do a lot of the logistics to plan it and things like that, so we have partners that we work with. And last year we did a really nice job working with the Fall Fest committee. our local village, Huntley Police and Fire, to make sure it was a safe atmosphere for everybody, and we're doing that again this year.
So what does the Fall Fest entail? Can you tell the folks, you know, what's going to be happening there, Joe?
Sure. I mean, it's your typical festival that you would see at a lot of villages. So we've got concerts and bands and things like that all throughout the fest. There will be a carnival that'll be out there. We'll have a kid stage, which will showcase some of the local, dance company, things like that to get kids on the stage.
And where will this be held?
Out at Dyke Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how about if you have a weather situation, what happens then?
I think we just play that by ear. A lot of the bands are okay playing through as long as it's not downpouring or lightning, things like that. But some rain we can handle. But other than that, we'll keep an eye on the weather closely. So we'll be well prepared before anything hits that could adjust things for them.
So if a family wants to come out for Fall Fest, what can they expect? They've got some teenage kids, they got some younger children. What could they be expecting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the carnival is for all ages, so it's got some easy rides and then some harder rides for the older kids that'll have a lot of fun. Not for me, but for the kids. And then typical carnival. So there'll be also a lot of food vendors. Local restaurants will come out, and they'll be able to sell food and things like that as well.
You know, once this airs, people are going to be saying, we know Chainsaw Joe, because that's going to be your nickname from now for Halloween. You know that, Joe.
You got it.
Okay. And Matt, what else in the Park District that you want to share with the folks that you've seen or you like to tell people before we sign off here?
Well, one thing to just piggyback on what Joe's talking about Fall Fest, too, is we definitely encourage people to come out to our tent over at the Park District during Fall Fest, where we do our raffle baskets. It's kind of become a tradition over, 10 years now, probably. Our fall soccer and fall flag football teams, these teams, parents, they put together baskets of a variety of things. You can see gift card trees, you can see barbecue kits, you can see a lot. We get somewhere between 30 to 40 baskets typically.
Wow.
Every year.
That's great.
And it's a raffle. We sell tickets for this, and for those wondering, well, what do you guys do with that? Well, all the money that comes in is a donation to the Huntley Park Foundation, which then in turn supports our athletic programs. So when you are purchasing for a chance to win a raffle basket and hopefully get the chance to win one, you are supporting our athletics and our sports for youth in the community.
So for the foundation, for donations, Matt, what typically is the amount that you need annually to help support and keep things going?
Well, we operate with a lot of different budgets and things like that, and so we don't strictly go off of donations. We have the fees of these programs and things like that, so we're prepared for all of them, and truly the donations that come in are there for enhancements of programs. So we're not utilizing them to make sure that they run necessarily, but we use those donations to help improve them from season to season.
And how's this summer gone so far for the Park District?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, summer almost over for us.
Right.
So we're getting ready for fall and things like that. So we're actually in our last week of camp this week. And then Stingray Bay is going to close on August 15th, this Tuesday coming up. So we're getting to the end, to be honest.
So if you're going to take a dip, you got to do it before August 15th.
Correct. Next right. Tuesday.
That's yeah. Right. Time runs out. The other thing, too, is I know with the Park District, you guys really keep it well-groomed. You take care of it. It looks nice. It's clean. And that takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. And I know that that's something that you take great pride in, both of you.
Oh, yeah. No, our park staff does a phenomenal job of keeping things on a routine for their staff. So they know when to mow, when to, do the ball diamonds, things of that nature. And they've really done a great job.
Absolutely.
So the one thing that was left out, we know what you do for Halloween, Joe. We don't know what Matt does for Halloween.
Oh, gosh. Well, I can't let Joe be the only potential
scary
crazy
guy
person here. In my experience, I was the crazy guy with a white mask on who you could only see his eyes, some tattered clothing, and I walked around with an axe. In the parking lot, okay, and nobody was harmed, no problems, totally a scare tactic.
I hope it was a rubber hex.
It was absolutely not real, but no one else believed that. They thought it was real, and it just scared people. I was the guy from the car to the trail that was scaring you right when you got out. So, yeah.
I think I would spend the last minute of our show here laughing.
Yeah, it's a good time. We staff and volunteers really get into it. It's a good time.
Well, we want to thank Matt Zeitz and Joe Patterson from the Park District for being here today. They both have been contributors and doing their job and helping out and getting things done. You know, Matt being the Director of Marketing Communications and Joe, Director of Recreation, and all the things that are going on at Dyke Park, what the Park District is doing to make things better for you, a better community, and more fun for you and your families. And go to their website, be a volunteer, help out, and enjoy and take part in the things they're putting together, because a lot of work and effort goes into it. So we want to thank them for being here. We want to thank you for listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we want to tell everybody out there to have a great day and enjoy the rest of the summer. Thank you, folks.